Bottom of Hey Omed Aleph. Achotoni imo nisua la achiv miabi. Okay, the case of the Mishnah has achoto who patos the tzora. Okay, that's obviously referring to a sister who's not from the same father. It's his sister from his mother. She is now married to a completely unrelated brother from a father. No reason why they have to be related. Okay, that's a simple case. What about achot imo? How does that happen? Achot imo should be muteret to the brother. What's the case? The case is gever ubre, a father and a son. Nazvin tarte achlan. They marry two sisters, father and the son. Now the eshet ha'av, the father's wife, has a son. And now the one who is married to the other sister, the other son, dies without children. So now the one that falls to him is basically the case of the achot imo. Right? This son now, who's his brother, is also going to be now finding his mother, because his father had married the other one, the sister. So now it's his mother's sister who's falling to him for yibum. So over there she's plural, menachalitza, menayibum. No problem. Okay, so that's the case of achot, of the achot ishto, achot imo, right? No, that was the case of achot imo. Okay. Next case, achot ishto. Okay, over there you have two brothers, Trinachi, who are married to two sisters. One of them dies without children, falls for yibum. Fine, it's very simple. Eshet achiv me'imo. How do we know that an eshet achiv me'imo is not herself chayav in yibum? Maybe she should be chayav in yibum. So as a brother. She's a brother. No. Nemarkan achava. The concept of fraternity, which is kieshvu achim yachda. It says exactly that. It defines that concept of fraternity in Bereshis. Nemar la'alan, shneim asara badecha achim anachnu, b'nei av echad. They're all brothers from the same father. So just like ma'achim shneimar la'alan, just like by Yosef, who was talking to his brothers, they're all achim mina ava katuv medaber. Ach achim shenemar kan b'achim mina ava katuv medaber. So gzereshav. Omer of Yonatan. There's another gzereshav. It says here yeshiva ki yeshvu achim echdav, and it says by the dinim of Yerusha Eretz Yisrael v'yashavta v'rishta v'yashavta ba. So my yeshiva shnemar la'alan yeshiva shyesh ima yerusha. So what is the meaning of yeshiva there? A yeshiva that leads to yerusha. Now here too it's got to be referring to a yeshiva that leads to yerusha. But yeshu achim yachdav from the same mother, they don't inherit each other. So it can't refer to that type of yeshiva. This is very nogea megillas rus. The whole concept of the purchase, who is in line to inherit the field, defines the nature of the relationship to the Yibam. Exactly. Here is where the Torah puts together the idea of Yerushat Ha'aretz together with the Chiyuv of Yibam. Unbelievable. If you find in the Megillah, this whole first part of the Megillah, if the Gemara says, is there in order to teach the onus of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Well, why throw that in the middle of the sugya? It's not the middle of the sugya. That's the sugya of Kiyesh Rachim Yachdav. Is that Yerusha Shesh Yeshiva, half of a fellow? Rabbi Avon Bar Bisna, Shem Rabbi Yonatan, from Beit Guvrin, he says you don't need any Gzera Shava. Read it from the Pasuk. You know, forget about the Gzera Shava. Yeshvu, okay? Ki Yeshvu. What does Yeshvu mean? It means they grew up together. Who do children grow up with? It's yeshivatam b'bayit echad. Yatzu achim min ha'em. Shezeh holech lebeit aviv. Shezeh holech lebeit aviv. Normally, a family, the child, will follow the father of the family. So if he had a different mother from another father, so then that, to him, the father's home. That's the home, right? Here they're not being yoshvu yachad. because each one of them has a different family. He feels part of that family, and he feels part of that family. So Mamela, it's all very nice, and yeah, but it's a stepfather. But his stepfather's not a real father, and I don't feel that way. So Mamela, he's not going to be in the same house. That's the point. It's not, when the Torah says Yeshua, it means the norm of family living. It's not family living. It's not family living to live with a father, with a stepfather. Family living to live with your father.
Not the mother, the mother is living.
He'll go with the mother, exactly. But at the point that he's already now at the level of being a brother, that's Shaykh to Yibam. He's interested in being with his family. He asked him, where's your family? That's my family. That's what a body, by the way, literally not on the same roof. This is my family. Right? So we call, you know, Beit Akuna or Beit Amen, whatever it is. You know, Beit Wolfson. This is my family. That's what last name is he going to be using? That's the Bible. He's going to be using the other guy's last name. Yachta, Pratla Eshet Achiv, Shalaya Baalama. The next Russia is the basis of why the Mishnah says that if the brother didn't live in the world simultaneously with the deceased brother, so then there's no Chiyav of Yiba. Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya Omer, that Rabbi Bon Bar Mamal asked about the fact that the islanders and the Eshet Achiv Shalaya Baalama, both of them basically are included in this parsha, meaning excluded by the parsha, right? Because one is nismayit from the din of Yachta, the other is nismayit from the din of Abachor Asher Teleid, the islanders can't have a Leida. Now, therefore, I really do not understand the inconsistency. Everybody's ready to agree that an Eshet Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo does not fall to Yibam. And if she's married to the second brother, so now she's, and he's the third brother, born later, he's not going to be ever miyabim her. For she is an Eshes Achshavah of Olamo, right? But when it comes to the islandess, we're saying, no, but the islandess somehow or other creates an Isra of Tzara. Why is that? Why is Eshet Achiv Shalaya Baalama not created Tzara? Because does create a Tzara, Tzara Dara Tzara. And the islandess does not create the Tzara. If you hold, I mean, unless you hold like that, Man the Yomid is a Tzara, islandess is a Tzara. But if you don't hold of it, it's exactly the same thing. Here's a woman who didn't fall to Yibam, was married together with another woman. Asa Zer Tzara. Here's a woman, an islandess, who didn't fall to Yibam. Asur Tzara. It's exactly the same issue. The islandess is now Asura because she's an Eshes Ach. Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. So the Tzara is also. The Eshes Achiv Shalaya Baalama is also because she's an Eshes Ach. Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. So the Tzara is also. It's in the same process, literally. Yeshua Achim Yachdal. Abachor Asher Teleid. I understand. How does one person, part of the pasuk take you out of the whole parsha of Yibam? And the other one leaves you in the parsha of Yibam to partially. Why is that? Omar Lay said, because you're missing a piece of information. Island is actually the Ashes Achim Shalahaya Ba'olamo is Muteris to the other brothers, right? So she's included in the parsha of you. She's only Asura to you. To the one, to the you, meaning the brother was born afterwards, okay? So therefore she potters a Tzara because she is included in it. You can't read the pasuk and say that the fact that it says Yaakov means she's not included in the parsha of Yibam. That's ridiculous. There's five other brothers and she's included in the parsha of Yibam. So she's included in the parsha of Yibam for them. So then she potters the Tzara because she's considered to be an Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. No. But that's not the case of the islandess. The islandess has no heter of Yibam to any of the brothers. So she's not included b'chlal in the parsha of Yibam. In which case, why should she create an Isur Tzara? An Isur Tzara is only in a case where you're an Isur Tzara b'makom Yibam. But Shelo b'makom Mitzvah, we said a million times. There's no Isur Tzara, Shelo b'makom Yibam.
So we don't adjust for the unusual case where there's one brother and then the other brother.
What's the difference?
But
the
no other brothers
at all. But it's the theory that's the point. It's obviously not an exclusion from the parsha of Yibam. So Omar Le Islandis, Islandis mitam acher hotzeita, asher teled yatzdas v'sheini yoledes. So what do you want? Lo dayach hasheini mityamizan enough that she's not chayevus in Yibam. You wanted to pot to the tzara. Why should I ask for the tzara? But eishes darkin shelo haya ba'olamo is a true erva. Because she is Chayachtiv, and the other brothers are going to get her. And Ervas, but they're a Sarasa. That's the point. Understand what you're having me in the book. Asiyama, Narabasi, he disagrees with that. He says, no, actually, at Saras Islands is Asura. And of course, we had him in the Bavli as well. Saras Islands is Asura by definition. Because since the islands is Turma Yibu, she becomes an Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah. An Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah is the exact equivalent of Eshesach Shlava Makamitzah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, the Mishnah is not like him. Matnita pliga alasi. I mean, forget about Rabbasi's chat. The Mishnah says kulam imesu omiyano oniskarshu oshenim to islandis tzoratayim mutarot. So how could the tzoras be mutarot? It's like, according to Rabbasi, even if she wouldn't be a tzoras erba, the tzoras would be asarot. The Mishnah is saying, well, even though she's an Erevah, it's no problem, because it's an island. It's just the opposite. The islands would have made things more awesome, not less awesome. So, obviously, it does not hold of him. It says, Rabban Barchia, Rishem Rabbi Bo Bar Mamal, not necessarily. Mad Amar Asik Rabbi Meir. Rabasi holds that island is the Tzoras, Potom, and Ayibu. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita is Rabbi Meir Amar. The rule is, the woman says, if you can't have me, you can't have my co-wife either. If you're not going to be miyabim me, you're not going to be miyabim her. So therefore, according to him, we know already how to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah, that's the question. Nimtzu, if it says Nimtzu, it's only because of Mekachtos. Mekachtos, Batos. If you read Hoyu, so then Enoch Nami. Hoyu means that she's not included in the Parsha of Yibum, and therefore doesn't answer it. So, two different approaches. Kalato. Then getting on to the last case of the Mishnah was the case of Kalato. Om Reb Yossi Zotomeret. See from here, sure, a daughter-in-law. See from here that a man is allowed to marry the wife, Eshet ben Achiv. Because, I mean, there can't be an Isra over here of, like this, you would say, you know what, maybe a person shouldn't marry, if he's a brother, he shouldn't marry his brother's sons who die, his ex-wife. Because if he does, he's going to make Yibam impossible.
Or he to die.
Yeah, or he to die. So you see from here, I mean, it's kind of so, the bitch doesn't make it like it's just some kind of Isra involved. No, I thought it's a normal case. The guy married his son's ex-wife. No, what's so bad about that? So apparently, you don't have to think of these things. You have to make yourself crazy. Then what happens if I die? And then they won't be able to. And what's going to happen? There's not going to be mitzvah yibum. Don't I want to make sure that my wife can be mitzvah b'emet? That's not. You think it's really chayim? People take on insurance policies. The best insurance policy is to be married to a woman that your brother's going to have to take care of. What better insurance policy than that? So, I mean, l'chayra, yeah, so l'chayra, you should take into consideration your wife's status for Yibam. I mean, in those days when they did Yibam, your wife's status for Yibam is fantastic insurance. You're going to go marry a woman that can't fall to Yibam, so who's going to take care of her now? And that means no name for you, no care for her. I mean, it takes into consideration a lot of things that your insurance doesn't. Your insurance doesn't give you kids from another guy. We should have insurance like that. Yibam insurance.
A lot of insurance
salesmen. Okay, aloha bets. Continue on now with the first Mishnah. Harayelu potro tzorotayem, tzorotayem, minachalitzam, minayibum, atzof olam. V'kulam, imeitu, omiyonu, nitgarshat, shimitza, irony. We're talking about Mion over here. You can go and do Mion after the death of the husband on the Yavan. La Kor Zikat Hamid. So in other words, even though she may have liked her husband, she's not saying I didn't like my husband, now that she's a kuka to Yibum through her husband, she can still use the power of Minyan to say, well, I don't want those Kiddushin because those Kiddushin brought me to a stinker of a brother. In which case, she's going to be Mima'enes basically in the original Kiddushin. It's just that old.
She cancels the.
She annuls the marriage.
She annuls the marriage after he's dead.
After he's dead. So she could do that. Lahatir tsara la'aviyah. She could do that also. Let's say if she now had a case where there was another wife, and she was now the erva, right? So in order to allow the yiva, if she goes ahead as mima'enes, and now it turns out she was never married to the brothers, so now the tsara is not a tsara's erva because miyun annuls the marriage. It's oikel and nisuin l'mafreya. So that way she would be able to be matir the tsara to the father, even though he was married to the bat at the same time. And of course it would have to be talking about yitoma b'chayei aviyah, but fine, that was the case we had all along. Or kala l'chamiyah, she could also be oikel and nisuin in order to allow a father-in-law to marry is the one who was the tsara to the daughter-in-law. Rav and Rish Lakish say, no. The Chachamim never made a tikkun of miyun after the death of a husband. The tikkun of miyun was for the man that she had married, bin Rabbonin. But if she was happy with that, so then that marriage remains binding, bin Rabbonin. And now that Kiddushin, which is Kiddushin Gemurim Min Rabbanan, is Mapelis her in front of the Yavam. How can she now pretend that she doesn't like that Kiddushin in order to get away from the Yavam? This is a Totsah of that Kiddushin, but that Kiddushin she liked. She never said a word the whole time she was married to the guy. So why should we accept him?
She's still young enough to do Mir.
Why not?
So then can she do Mir on the
brother? Yavam?
So I don't like this guy. In my life, this one I don't.
No, because Mion works by if the Kiddushin was a good Kiddushin, Mirabana, so then the Zika is a good Zika, Mirabana. Where would Mion come from? Rav and Rish Lakish basically what? Are saying to Beit Shammai? To Beit Shammai Omrim Beba. That's Beit Shammai later on. Who says you're reminding the Baal v'lo b'yavam? I said, are they saying like Beit Shammai? Manan kayami. No. What is the case talking about over here? In lo merit yefshir lo b'nisu echa v'lo b'nisu echicha kuli ama moedah shiakaret. That's not the point. Everyone is going aliyah to Beis Hillel, and that's not an issue. My focus Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai for much later than seven. As to whether it's possible to be Mima'enes in a Yavam. But that is dafka, where the way that she's Mima'enes in the Yavam is by saying, I don't want your marriage to the Baal, and I don't want your brother's marriage. So then she's addressing the Nisuim of the Baal, even though the objection she may have is to the Yavam. But over here, that's not what we're talking about. The correct answer should be Ella. Kainanan kayamim. In this case, we're talking about over here, Be'omeret Yevshi Benisuin. She doesn't say that. She says, I don't want this marriage. So Rabbi Yochanan learns, that's the equivalent of saying, I don't want to be married to my original husband in order not to have this marriage. And therefore, it's Ke'omeret Yevshi Lo Benisuecha, Lo Benisuecha. So then it boils down to saying the same thing. And since now, in order to get out of this, I have to now say, I don't want the original marriage, so it helps to be oikin the nisuei abal, even though the only thing she had against it was the nisuei ayava. Whereas Rav and Rish Lakish trey and Amri ki omeret yevshi ben nisuecha v'nisuei achicha rotzani. It's as if she's saying, well, no, I love being married to your brother, it's you I can't stand. That's a contradiction in terms. So then how are you going to be oikir azika? Now, Masnisa Poli Arabio, Chayre the Lashon in the Mishnah, is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Mishnah, quote, V'kulam imeitu al mianu nitgarsha, oshanim tzu aylanid, sorotayem arbutarot. Okay, now, the They're all said here as one list. Gerushin, Miyun. Okay. When did the Gerushin take place? Obviously in his life. Garshu. I mean, Veloim Enu. When it says Gerushin, it means from the Yavam. Obviously, you can't be, it can't mean from the Yavam. It means from the Baal. You can't be Nisgarish from the Yavam. So the Kavas say the meaning of the word Vikulam Shemianu is also Shemianu, not in the Yavam, but only in the Baal. That's why we're listing it in the same list. I know this is very misleading. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha she could be Mima Enes even after her husband died, and yet the Mishnah views it as an alternative to Gerushin? She obviously can't get Gerushin after her husband died. She could only get Gerushin before he died. It's against Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Rabbi Chiya, and it appears in the Brisa of Rabbi Chiya, also the same thing. Im miyano nidgarsha b'chayei ha-ba'al b'feresh sorotehem mutarot. That's the lashon of the Braita. Liachar mitat ha-ba'al sorotehem chotzot v'lo mityavot. But if she went ahead and did miyun, so now they still require chalitza. Now, our assumption was, that's talking about, that she said stam, not if she bid. Both. He just said, I don't want this marriage, referring to the yavam. Omer of Yudin Devei Ravi, that's not true. She can be Mamayin in the Baal because of the yavam. It depends how she said it. Masnisa tipater shemesu velo mienu. When it says over here, Le'achav, he says about Tzorotayim Chotzot. It's talking about the husband died, and they were never Mima Enet Bechayav. So that's talking about where there was no Miyun before. But Masnitza Kolei Cholalam Lema'en V'lo Miyana Tzoratar Choletze V'lo Mityabemet. Take a look from the Lashon Mishnah. Had she been able to be Mima Enet, and she wasn't, Tzoratar Choletze V'lo Mityabemet. Why can't she be Mima Enet now? You're telling me she can be Mima Enes now. The Mishnah is saying the fair she can't. It requires chalitza. According to this, we should be able to get her to do yiva. So Cain Masnis, you therefore have no choice but to say that it has to be talking about that Kola Yechola Lema'in V'lo Miyana Umeita Tzarata Cholata V'lo Midyabemet. So now what it's talking about over here is that the reason that she was not Mima Enes is she died. So when Rabbi Chiya says also, Liachar mitat habal, sorotem chotzot velo mityavmot, is talking about that indeed she was not Mima Enes, but she wasn't around to be Mima Enes. And that's what it's talking about. Omre Baba Mori, no. Rabbi Chiya clearly is talking about that even Liachar Misa, she can be Mima Enes in the Baal because of the Yavam. Afilu Tamar Bekayemes, and therefore, even if she's alive, and when he said Liakam Misa Sabal, it means that even if she's alive, Tzorotayim Chotzot V'lo Mityabon, the case would be talking about Kitipater She'ein Sham Yavam Acher Ela Aviyah. There's only one Yavam in this case. In which case, since it's her father, she is not Zukuka LeYivon because she's an Arab. So how can she now be Mima Enes in her husband where there is, when we say she could be, she'd be Mima Enes, it's where there is a Yavam that she could marry, not where there's no Yavam that she could marry. So therefore, what are you saying? Let her now be Mima Enes in the Yavam? She didn't fall to the Yavam. She's the Erva. So how is she going to be Matir the Tzoras Erva by now being Mima Enes on the Yavam? She doesn't have a Yavam. In a case where there would be a Yavam, fine, so then it can help me. And if she was Mima Enes, she still has the care to be Mima Enes. She can't be Mima Enes on an assuming that is finished. If there's Zika, she can be Mima Enes because of that Zika on that assuming. Her husband died, she's a regular Amana from the Kedushin to Rabbana. What's the tzatzit? She'd be Mima Enes now. There's nothing left to be Mima Enes now. She was married. Her husband's dead. What should be Mima Enes? So therefore, it's very easy to explain the cases. Where do we say that there's no eitz b'mema enes on a Tzoras Abbas? There's only one Yavam, her father. So she can't be b'mema enes both because she never felt him. Where do we say she can be b'mema enes achar misa? But there's more than one Baal. And that takes off all of the problems. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, when it says in the Mishnah, the truth is we, this is another figure, but we have time. You want to stop him? Sure? Okay. When it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzu Islands, Sarotamu Mutarot, that's talking about where the brother died before he ever slept with her. In other words, he only had an heiress in there. And therefore, he may not have realized that she is an islandess. And so, Mamela, the Tzara is Muta because we assume the Kedusha is a Mecca Toros. But if he had already taken her to the Chuppah and had slept with her, the assumption is that we have a klal, I mean, which we'll see in Siddhas, that it's a chazaka, that a person doesn't go and sleep with a woman unless he has already been baidik her physical possibilities and make sure she doesn't have any movement and so on. You don't drink from a cup before looking to see if there's any bugs in it. Same thing, you don't take a woman without knowing like what you're getting into over here. So, Erisim Hamela, now you've got a year to check her out. The guy already went to the chuppah. He knows what she is. He's heard what she is. And he's taken her anyway. So you can't say that she is Nimtzu Islands. Obviously, also Tzoras Islands is a surah. And we don't say Tzoras Islands is a bichlal, not in the sugya of Yivam, like we said earlier. Right? Remember, we had the machlokas between Rava and the other Shitas. So Rabbi Asi holds that it, therefore the only case of Nimtzu Islands would have to be that she fell from Erisim and not from Nisuin. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a Mekach Toz. Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, Af min anisuin. And even though you're right, he must have known she was an islandess and accepted her. You're right, he did accept her, but so what? The halacha is that even though she's his wife, the tzara is mutter. Why is the tzara mutter? As we saw earlier, because she never falls to Yibam, and therefore it's not considered to be tzara serva b'moka mitzvah. It's a tzara serva as if she was married to a stranger. B'marzira tanina. When we went over the chazara of Yevamot, we then learned, in the second chazara, we learned that chazar bar Rav Yosef. Actually, Rav Yosef changed his mind, ended up reading the Gemara like Rav Yonah, the Mishnah like Rav Yonah, that it's talking about that he died after Erisin, and it has to be Kedusha Tos. But indeed, if he knew, then the tzara would be awesome. The witch, Amalei Rebbe Pinchas, Loki and Alfon Rebbe, I thought, last time we learned this Masechta, you said that it was the first time Daf Yomi, you said it was even Menanesuin, and now you're saying it's Daf Kamenayerson. What happened? Didn't you teach us even Menanesuin? Amalei, so Rebbe Yossi said to him, hey man, Vikavua Gabcha Kamasmera, what's your problem here? You nailed it down in your brain with nails. So therefore, now it's written in stone. I know that that's what I taught you. I changed my mind. What do you want? I should be the hobgoblin of small minds here. I changed my mind, no? So now undo the shibboleth in your mind and change it. Just because you learned it from me the first time has to be consistent? A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of.
It's a masmir to us.
Yeah, I saw you smiling. Omer Rebbe Zira, Kamei Rebbe Mona. Yehus Omer Rebbe Yossi Ad Lo Yazaba. Well, let me tell you something. He was right the first time around. He's wrong this time. He should have stuck with his opinion the first time. Let's say, Ilu Bito Minani Sui, Below Ilanit Tzorata Asura. Melvin, let me ask you here that if he would have had now a daughter, right? And now she wouldn't have been an island. So what would be the Tzora is Asura, obviously, right? So he's saying, Rav Yossi was claiming that an island, even an Asuin, the tzaras is mutaris. Last I heard, if she becomes an islandess, things are even worse. No? Because now that she's an islandess, they should need tosif la islandess. Now, we have another problem. He knew that she was an islandess. She was part of an ayiva. So, memela, now it becomes mutar. Tzaratom mutaret. I mean, if anything, the islandess remains in his service. Asia's actual over Malka mitzvah. So now you made it worse. Before it was just the Tzara Zareva. Here it would have been a Tzara Zareva even if it hadn't been a Tzara Zareva. Now you're saying it makes it better? Omar Leia, yes, indeed, of course. Make what do you think? It's stupid. Islandess can be Shein of Ayram. The point is that there was no Chi of Yivam on the islandess, so she never felt a Yivam. In which case, the Tzara Zareva should over Malka mitzvah. Of course. Why are you looking at it as making more problems? It solves the problem. That's what he's held the first. Let me ask you something. You have over here now two Yavamas. One of them is an islandess. The other is not an islandess. The Tzara falls to Yavam, or Yivam, okay? Comes along to Yavam, and he decides that he likes the islandess. So he does chalitza to the islandess, or he does Yivam to the islandess. Shema Pata Bichavratakloom. Did he help? Did he take off the Zika? No. It's noon. All right, islandess can be shared of Ayon. That's the whole point. So the islandess basically doesn't exist as far as the Yivam is concerned. She's not going to help the Yivam. She doesn't help the Yivam. She doesn't hurt the Yivam. So therefore, she is simply not in the parsha. That's all. You know, since she's not real a Yibam anywhere, there's no Zika. And if there's no Zika, Tzara Zareva, Shalava Mokum, it's okay, again, we've had these svaras again before a number of times. Top of Vav Amidbeis, we're getting now to the Mishnah that lists now the various Sarayas, and we start with Bita. It says Bita. So now, the question over here is Ubito. Mima'enet, doesn't it say the kulam in miyano, meaning all the above cases, which of course has become something of a mantra in this parak, which is that all of the cases have to be insertable into all of the Mishnah. Right? The opening one is this one, the kulam in miyano, which is what it states mamish over here. So the question over here is of course the obvious problem. How could his daughter ever be Mima'enes? If her father is alive, then that means her father created Kedushin D'Oraisa. So if she's falling to her father, this is not possible to be Mima'enes. She's just a real Tzara, right? Ubita Mima'enes. Isn't it a D'Oraisa? V'lo b'nisuei Torahi? It says it's Biti Natati L'Ishazeh. I mean, that's, she can't be Mima'enes in that. Tipat, so Ravuna B'Shem Rav Shem B'Makash. I mean, we know the answer to this. Tipater B'Ktana She'isiyah Aviyah V'Nidgarsha, which is what is called the Yitoma V'Chaye Aviyah, another one of the technical terms that we've had here in Yavamas. A woman whose father had married her off to a guy, which was a Nisun D'Oraisa, but she got divorced. Now she went and got married Minarabonan to this other guy. Father no longer has rights to her, having married her away.
Oh, she's still a Ketala.
Still a Ketala. She's a very experienced girl. She's getting it all in while she's young. You know, be able to start living when she grows up. Shehiki yitoma b'chaye aviyah. So such a girl has a halacha of being the equivalent of a yitoma, and therefore she was married only midrabbanan, so she could be mima'enet in her own father. Strange case. Rabacha, Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, says, but you see from here, iyata yacholomar b'chamoto be'im chamoto shemiano o. The case over here, Nimtzu islandess. You see from here, Ein Ketana Yoledet. How do you know that she can't be a Ketana? Maybe your mother-in-law is a Ketana, and she had a child as a Ketana. Do you see from here that a Ketana can't have a baby? Right? The law came, because if not, so what's it say that you cannot say Shkoshi Cholala Ma'in? She could still go ahead and be mima'enet while she's a ketana in her dead husband's kedushin, and now go ahead and take it away. Take away the marriage. So what's the problem? Okay. Why does it say the word wait until she gets older? I mean, getting older has nothing to do with anything. What's waiting until she gets older? This is a remnant of the fact that when a girl who has been me'enet becomes a gedela, she has to confirm that she really meant the mion that she, while she was a ketana. Let's take this for granted over here. That we'll see much, much later towards the end of the Masechta. We'll get into that problem. It's Shmuel, Shita, and the Bavli as well, that the Gemara here is just assuming.
She either refuses or reconfirms the marriage?
This is after she's
Mima'enet. She has to confirm that she meant to be Mima'enet. She doesn't need to confirm the marriage.
She meant to be
married. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
But, I mean, if she stays married, then she doesn't have to, there's no...
No, if she stayed married, even though she was Mima Enes, then we're Chayash with Kedushin. The next time he slept with her, then it's really a shame Kedushin.
If
so.
She is
Mima Enes,
she has to confirm that she still wants to be married to that person as well.
But she doesn't want to be married to the
but
person.
But not the opposite.
She doesn't have to confirm.
Yeah, the fault
is that she still... Tatir sarata lechatana. That way, the tzara will now be mutter to her son-in-law. She's the mother-in-law, but there's no problem that she's canceled that relationship. Now, Kalato, what happened is that the Reb Yishmol's daughter-in-law was Mima Enet. This was we had the situation in the Bavli. The daughter-in-law of Reb Yishmol was Mima Enet, despite the fact that she was carrying along her own kid on her back. In the story of Marnita. So she got married with Kedushin Rabbana as a Ketana. She had been a Yisomer B'chayah in her. So here he holds that children are not considered to be Simanim, Bonim Lavka Simanim. She had this child as a Ketana, and which means that he would argue on the Mishnah. It says over here, Iyataya Palomar, because obviously if she was carrying around a child, you could be married to that child. She could still be Mima'enet. Reb Chizkia, B'Shem Rabbi Avu, says, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, all end up basically saying the same thing, namely that you can be Mima'enet even though you had a child. Okay? And here's what I have, Tanin. So first of all, we have a Braita in Nida, Ad Matai Habat Mima'enet, the Yitomak Tana, now, that was married through her mother, through her brothers, they accepted Kedushin to Rabbanim. So she's Mima Enes. How long can she be Mima Enes? Ad Shitavishtei Saharot Div Rebbe Meir. She's fully in her adolescence. Rebbe Yehuda Amar, it's not enough to be in her adolescence after 12 years. She has to be in the midst of her adolescence. Ad Shiarbeah Shachor, even if she had two pubic hairs, she needs to have an entirely hairy genital area in order to be considered really adolescent. So you need ribui hashachor. Not locus precisely, but ribui hashachor.
So you can still do.
If
she's only got two sons.
Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, achtik pashet hakaf. Actually, it's even more than that. You would need, she could be mima'enet until the raised area in the child has a highly raised area right above the genitals of the girl, which now gradually smooths out, evens out as she gets older. Reb Yizir, Reb Chia, B'Shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Ad shetitpashet hakaf v'yihyeh hashachor rabba al halavan. So you need to have both, because sometimes you have different modes of development, so that it could be that yarba hashachor would come later than the titpashet hakaf. Reb Yavu, Reb Lazar, B'Shem Reb Hoshaya, Alochik Reb Yudan, Shimimimimimimimimim, such a Tarbeh HaShachor. Reb Yoshua ben Levi Omer, Alochik Reb Yudan, he also holds that. Also, Uvda Kamei Reb Yosef. So, Maisa came to Reb Yosef with Reb Ma'enes, who was a Gedolo, who had two Saras, but not Yarbah HaShachor. Omer, so he said to them, look, go to Reb Abu, because he holds that Alok is like Reb Yudan. I can't pass him like it, but I mean, I don't want to make problems for you guys. There is a sheet that holds you could be Mima Enes. What do we need Saras for? Let her go over to him, and he'll paskin. He has a Kabbalah that we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. But me, Anu letanu upan alach Rabbi. I've never had such a teaching from my Rabbein that we pass them like Rabbi Yisra. I can't give you a psak like that. Rabbi Chanina Amar, alach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said to the people in Tzipori, the Tziporaya, Atun Amrin, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, alach Rabbi Yehuda. You guys go around saying all the time that we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. I know where you get that. Velaiti Kane, it's not true. Maikedon, what is the reason over here that we're saying this? Because there's a machlokas between Rabbi Zeira and the Rabbanim, the Bnei Yeshiva, the Chavraya. So Chavraya, the Shem Rabbi Chanina, they said that Moda Rabbi Yehuda. Let's get this straight over here. It's not all written in black and white, excuse the pun. It's not all written in black and white, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you got mostly black, that then already she, only then she can't be Mima Enes.
It's a special definition of...
No, Moda Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda is Moda. Rabbi Yehuda is not changing the din of Ketana. Rabbi Yehuda is Moda. She'im Nivala, Mishivia Shtei Sa'arot. Of course, what he's coming to tell me, a Ketana is not a woman who has Shtei Sa'arot. He's arguing on Allah and Bashmi Sinai, please. He's simply saying like this, if Lamaisa, she had slept with this husband again, after she had Shtei Sa'arot, obviously she's married to the Uraisable, we can't cancel that. He's talking about, so there ain't your call of Lamai. He's talking about where Lamaisa, she had never had any relations with this husband. So Rabbi Meir nonetheless holds, look, the Rabbanan gave an opportunity until she's adolescent, not a moment longer. Whether she went ahead and was married to Mini Rice or not, that's not the point. Miyun exists separately from that question. Miyun is not simply that wherever a woman is married to Mini Rabbanan, she can be Mima Enes. It's not true. But where a Ketana is married, she can be Mima Enes until she's fully adolescent. That's all. Now, if she had been married to Mini Rice, so forget it. It's not Negea Miyun. The Rebbe Meir says, no, the original shear of Miyun was given to a woman until she's a Gedayla. Where do you get this Yarba Shachar business from? So that's the question. But certainly they're not arguing about the shear of the marriage. They're arguing about the shear of Katniss and Godness. They're arguing about the shear of Miyun.
Is it an age consideration?
No. Yeah, 12. Yeah, for sure there's the age consideration of 12, but that's dependent on Tokzman, Gilakazman, and that's what we had many times, whether the 12th year is considered to be 12 for Gabi Simani. You remember that whole Machlokas? That's a different issue. But certainly it is connected to the years as well.
It's not changing the definition here.
No. What it means, and in whatever sense, those pubic hairs are pubic hairs. Now, she has to be old enough for puberty. But if not, so then they're not. It's not that they're not. It's not enough. It's that they're not pubic hairs.
And then after that period, then she's no longer able to
be Mima Enet because the Rabbanu never gave her that care. That's all. So they're arguing about two separate issues over here. But had she been married Midyaraisa by sleeping with her husband after she was a Gedayla, then nobody would have even discussed it. Whereas Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Chanina says, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, she nit katsha mishi yibia shtei sarot sheni chol amayin. That's not true what you just said. She would not be able to be Mama Enes if she accepted real kedushin, legal kedushin after she became a gedola. But the fact that somebody slept with her, this is her original husband. She's going to say, well, after she slept with him as a gedola, she's vadei married to him. That's not true. Because when they slept together, they were assuming that they were married. They had no intent to remarry because, technically speaking, she became a gedola yesterday, so we'll remarry. They've been married for 10 years already. What are you going to remarry? So because of that, it means that they were basically sleeping together on the basis of an original kedushin, which was only kedushin to Rabbanan, to which she could still be Mamayanas. The only time that Rabbi Yehuda says, I'd be Moda, was if he goes out now to formalize the Kedushin as a D'oraisa, then she can't be Mamayanas. That, yes, then I... Now, I'll die to Rabbi Zeira, if you hold like Rabbi Zeira, who says that niskacha mishivya shtei sarot. Ha'im niskacha chaloi vya shtei sarot. V'nivala mishivya shtei sarot. Yucholagi v'ma'im. Then necha. So if we say this pshat, Rabbi Yehuda would have held that she cannot be mema'enet, even if she had had intercourse with him as a gedela, because the kedusha, the original kedusha, was as a katana. So indeed, you could have a case where she could have a child after puberty and could still be mema'enet because she wasn't a katana; she was a gedela. She was only a katana in terms of miyun, because miyun has a completely different set of values than katnas does. Because even though obviously she had slept with him, she'd gotten pregnant and so on, but the point is, it was never with a thought to get kedushin, because they were all along married from the original marriage. So she can still be mima enet, and therefore it is possible indeed to have a case of having a child and still being able to be mima enet, and not to say that you can't have a child as the katana. She's not a katana. No problem. Al daita de chavraya, but according to those who were quoting Rabbi Hanina before, who hold the Inun Amri, they say that only if she was nivala, even without kedushin, if she was just nivala, mishivya shtei sa'arot. But if she was nivala atchaloi vishtei sa'arot yicholah lamahim, when exactly did this woman get pregnant, according to the Shita? So zu emat ibra v'yalda atchaloi vishtei sa'arot. So in other words, it means over here that she got pregnant and had a child before she reached puberty. Isn't it chayagi? Does she survive that kind of thing? Lo kein amar Rabbi Radifa Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Lo ibra v'yalda ach lo yivya shtei sarot yuvna meitim. Did we not say that a true katana who gets pregnant will not actually survive till a full-term birth? If it's mishevia shtei sarot, if it's after she's reached puberty, so then both she and the child survive. Uvna chayim. Ibrat shloivia shtei sarot. And if she got pregnant before puberty, v'yaldavi shivia shtei sarot, so then he chaya, she could survive, but the child doesn't make it. So then, according to, if that's true, ma'ikedon. So what's the case here then? That she could give birth and still be mima'enes. What would be the case? Since obviously she had to have gotten pregnant before she reached puberty in order for it to be mima'enet. But then if that's the case, how does she have the child, according if this is true? Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
I didn't know that's that.
Sorry. Bishmol holds of Rabbi Yehuda that Achi Arbe Hashachor, that they don't hold of, however, this other thing that they hold instead of Rabbi Shimon that Al Tanai Kedusha Yarishan Bo. They also hold the svara of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who says that if somebody is mekadesh b'ta'ut, so even though he went ahead and was baal afterwards, he was not kona, because his das was to marry in terms of his original concept. If his original concept was wrong, we don't say that every time he sleeps with his wife, it's always al das, a new kedushin, in case that kedushin was batal. So therefore, since here too, his das was, after she became a gedela, al das hakedushin harishainim, so then enoch inami, she's a katana, but she chola lamayim, because she's not a katana physically, she's a katana only in terms of miyun, because she was never married, mini arisa. So al daita the Rabbi Meir, so bishleim, according to Rabbi Meir, you need the time that she can be mema'enes, until she's maybe shtei sarot, then she's a gedela. Rabbi Yehuda danu b'simonim adavar toli, and furthermore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds at the moment that she would get simanim. So then she's a gedayla. So okay, al daita Rabbi Shimon d'amar l'kishid Yosef bat kinyan ach, the point of Shimon, who holds that even if he had slept with her and had made her pregnant now after she was a gedayla, she could still have a miyun because the marriage never was consummated as a gedayla, because there was no intent to consummate the marriage. It was only an intent to be continuing to live together as the same man and wife that had existed for the past 10 years, which was really only the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, so then afilo gedola, it could be basically a gedola who has a child who could still be mimanes. That's true. That is absolutely true. The reason that we made the halakha of no mi'un is for a different reason. It's kedei shelo yitpartzu benot Yisrael bezima. Look, all we need is to have free sex like that. Because what that is saying is, a woman who basically decides she wants to have some fun, as long as the continued kedushin was in terms of an original kedushin that had been done as a yesayma, or yesayma b'chayi abiyah, can decide, well, it's okay, I can always annul retroactively the marriage at any time. So here she is, 25 years old, until today, happily married.
Since 11.
Yeah. And she basically decides, hey, this guy looks like fun. So she can always be mamayanas because, well, why not? What the heck? I mean, we never had a new marriage. So because of that, they were koveya ashir. Not because, you're right. You're right in pointing out that Lamaisa, if you hold, according to the Mandi Omar, who says that all subsequent relations are always on the basis of the original assumption, that theoretically a woman could be Mimahenis forever. That's true. But we make a takana to give a separate shiur for Mion in order to avoid Zima. It makes it too easy to run around that you can cancel your marriage. So therefore, we give a limit to it until such and such an age, whatever it is, either Yarbe HaShachor or Mitma'e HaKaf, whatever the case is. I think, we'll just get to the Mishnah almost there. I think Uthek Amei Reb Yosef. Maisa once happened where a girl gave Miyun after the age of 12, and what he said was, Yivdeku Dadea, check out her breasts, because we have secondary symptoms, which are the growth of the breasts until the point where they actually fold over and create a kemet. Under, yeah. So he said, check the breasts. So ma, Rabbi Yehuda, Amrachi Arba Shachor, is it because he held really of Rabbi Yehuda, and just in order to avoid the unpleasantness of a genital examination, these secondary signs go together. Complete puberty, in other words, all the pubic hair comes in, always comes at the same time that you would find a fold under the breast, crease under the breast. Is that the reason? So he was saying that, and that's basically the same thing. V'udyom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein bein yemota na'arut, yemota bagrut, ala shisha chodeshim bilbat. So even though Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it takes 6 months from the time of the first appearance of pubic hairs until becoming a bogeret, that has nothing to do with this, because there's no raya from that necessarily it was Rabba HaShachor and she can't be Mamanas. In other words, what he would be saying is not a function of the passage of time. It's actually a hormonal function, and therefore you could check her breasts, because if the hormones now have reached a stage at which her breasts are that developed, then you have a raya, Rav HaShachor. But it isn't a function of time. V'yomer Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in osin ma'aseh. Fact is, we do not rely on that lamaisa to bring her to a state of bagrut, in which she's now post-na'arut, and to say that her simon of dadin is sufficient to make her a bogeret. We still need the shear of the time. So we have 12, to become a Na'ara, 12 and a half from the onset of Na'arut to Bagrut, whether or not she, when I say whether or not it's a chumrah, but it wouldn't help to have Yarba Shachor or her Dadim sufficiently developed. You need to also have those 6 months pass.
But does she also have to, if she passes that, does she have to do a new Kiddushin?
That's, yes, in terms of the Diraita,
yeah.
According to the Shita that holds it, it's always Adas Kiddushin Rishonim, yes, but this was a new Takana to give a limit to the Shira of Mil. Aval Acher Hazman, if it's 6 months after, we know that she definitely became a Nara, so then for sure we can rely on this Bira that she's a Bogeret. So she's considered to be a Bogeret. Bram Acha, now she ain't in the question of Safik Rabba Shachar, Safik Lo Rabba Shachar, where you're talking about this, the question of whether she was able to be Mama'enas, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, whether there was in fact a complete onset of puberty or not, there you would not rely on the Shisha Chadoshi. Because it's a different issue. So what the Chachomim were Koveya for Mion is either Yarba Shachar or checking the development of her breasts, not 6 months. When it comes to other Inyanim of Bagrut, which is Nogea, the rights of the father, to Kiddushin, to damages, and so on and so forth, for that we can rely on the 6 months. But in a case where 6 months pass, and we do not have the secondary sexual simanim, kofim anu litein get, what we do is, we force him to divorce her. So in other words, we don't say, well, it's too bad, she's stuck with him. On the other hand, we don't say, you can go ahead and just cancel the kedusha. So what we say is, so that the mian, since we have a chashash, we're not 100% sure, but on the other hand, we don't want to be machmon or to be married to the guy when she was married to Rabbanan, perhaps. So therefore, we say, let him give a get, and therefore everything will be fine. Usually, that's within 6 months. In other words, we don't have this simonim. Since she's not vada married to him, so she can't force her, he can't force her to remain married if he can't prove that she's married midiraisa. He's unable to prove that. And therefore, we force him to give a get. But Rabba HaShachor, once we reach the point where the Mion is clearly after Rabba HaShachor, the Mion is meaningless. And then she's stuck with him. And then Eino Nogea Beget. In that case, he can force her, exactly. In other words, we view it as a normal marriage. She doesn't have the right to force him to give a get, except under the same circumstances that today we would force to give a get, but not Mikayach HaMiyun.